In just a few days now, the world will be celebrating the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, we do not believe that this is the actual time of the year of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe it to be at a different time. But be that as it may, the world recognizes and will in just a few days the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem of Judea. Now, certainly we praise God for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no single event in history that is more important than the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he had come in this earth, God in the flesh, to go to the cross to die for us and to die for our sins on the cross. Now, of course, the birth of Jesus started the chain of events that wound up at his resurrection. And that, of course, is what makes it so important. Not just the birth of a baby, but the birth of God in the flesh, that he might die for the sins of the entire world, my sins included. And of course, I rejoice today in the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. My reaction to that birth is somewhat like the others that we have recorded in Scripture. And today I want us to look at some of the reactions in the Scripture to the birth of the Lord Jesus. First of all, let me call your attention to the fact that the coming Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, was prophesied, he was predicted, he was promised, if you please, in Genesis 3:15, when God made the statement to the devil that the seed of the woman was going to crush the head of the serpent, and that this seed of the woman was to be, of course, the seed of the woman, the virgin-born Son of God. And from that time forward, men looked forward to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, of course, you and I, we look back to the coming of Christ, and the central message of the Bible is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. A mere 33 and a half years of Earth's history, and yet the most important 33 and a half years of Earth's history. The central theme, the central plan of God, the central message of the Bible, the birth, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me call your attention in the book of Luke, which certainly has the most beautiful language that has ever been written. That's in the second chapter written about the Lord Jesus Christ. The first chapter I would call your attention to, first of all, in verse 39 of chapter 1. Here we find Mary, after she had been told by the angel that the Messiah of Israel, the King of Israel, was to be born to her, then she went to visit her cousin Mary, her cousin Elizabeth. Now let's read in verse 39. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit. And she spoke out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. The reaction that we find here of Elizabeth when she came into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was at that time being carried in the womb of the Virgin Mary, her reaction was that the babe, that's John the Baptist, who was in the womb of Elizabeth, leaped for joy. Now today I can say that since Jesus is come, I can leap for joy. I no longer have to live in anticipation of the coming Messiah. The time in history has already passed when Jesus came and was born of a virgin, and when Jesus paid the penalty for my sins on the cross, and today my heart leaps for joy. This is the thing that thrills my heart at this time of year. I surely hope it's the thing that thrills your heart, that we no longer are looking forward to His coming for our salvation, His coming to be the Savior of the world. He has already come. And of course, what happened here at this particular occasion that we just read, He was there, and because He was there, they could leap for joy. The babe, John the Baptist, in the womb of Elizabeth, leaped for joy at the presence of Mary, who was the mother of our Lord. And how our hearts today leap for joy with the absolute knowledge, with the absolute assurance that our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is come. We can look back and know from Scripture and from history that Jesus has come and our Savior has come into the world. Now I want you to look, if you will please, at another passage of Scripture, just over in Luke chapter 2, and let's begin reading with verse 15. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, this is the shepherds who were in their fields keeping watch over their flocks by night, and the angels came and told them about the Savior. When the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Yes, Jesus is come. Jesus is come, and I can leap for joy because He has come to die for my sins, and that's already in the past. Now with the shepherds, Jesus is come, and I can tell the world. It says here in verse 17, they made known abroad the saying which was concerning this child. So when Jesus had come, now it was time to declare the message. Not that we are looking forward to the coming Messiah. Not that we're looking forward to the Savior of the world eventually coming that He might die for our sins. Not that we're looking forward to the Lamb of God that is going to come and save us and die on the cross. But we can say Jesus is come. We can now tell the world Jesus is come. And the shepherds left the stable that night, and they went their way, telling everybody that they met. The Scripture says here that they made known abroad the saying, and they told the world, everybody they met, that Jesus had come, the Savior of the world. What a tremendous responsibility we have today as born-again children of God to tell the world that Jesus is come. He has come already. He has already been born of a virgin. He has already presented Himself as the Savior of the world. He has already lived the perfect life that only He could live upon this earth. He has already made His way to Calvary's rugged cross. He has already paid the penalty for our sins. He has already been buried in the tomb and rose from the dead the third day. Jesus is come. Jesus has come to redeem us from our sins. Jesus has come to be the Savior of the world, and so we can now make this known to all of the world. Now let's look at another reaction to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in His first advent. Now we're talking about His first advent when He came to die for us. Praise God, today we're looking forward to the second advent. We can say He is coming. He is coming to take away the sin of the world, the actuality of the sin of the world, to set up a kingdom upon this earth, to redeem our bodies as well as redeem our soul. But right now we're talking about the reaction to His first coming when he came to become the Savior of the world. In chapter 2 of the book of Luke, verse 25, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout." The word there is righteous. He was righteous. Now that's righteous in the sense that he kept the laws of Israel. It does not mean that he was righteous in the sense that he was sinless, but that he was careful to keep the law of God, the law of Moses, as best he knew it and as it was interpreted by Israel, and he was counted a just or a righteous man. All right? And the same man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. Now he was awaiting this coming. He was looking forward to the coming. He believed the prophecies in the Old Testament, and the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost of the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Isn't that marvelous? God had told him, you're going to be able to see the Messiah before you die. And he must have day by day anxiously awaited that moment when he would see the Lord Jesus Christ. And he came by the Spirit, that's led by the Spirit, into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child, that's Jesus, to do for him after the custom of the law, they brought him to the temple to offer the two turtle doves as had been required by Jewish law. And he said, when they came to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he them, him, that Simeon, took Jesus up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. Simeon was able to declare, Jesus is come, I can depart in peace. Now it's because Jesus came, it's because he was willing to leave heaven's glory and come to earth and to take upon himself the form of man that you and I can depart this life in peace. We do not have to fear death anymore. We do not have to fear or dread dying and going before God anymore if we have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. We can depart in peace. We have the peace of God living in our hearts right now. We have the joy and the assurance of salvation right now. And when we die, if we die before the rapture of the church, we can die knowing that our sins are under the blood of this Savior that came. What a blessed moment this was for Simeon. He had now seen the glory of the Lord. He had now seen Jesus Christ. He had now seen, according to verse 26, the Lord's Christ. That is the Lord's Messiah of Israel and Savior of the world. Jesus is come. I can now depart in peace. Now, if you will look with me at verse 36, and there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years who departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. 84 is 10, that's 44 years. She had been a widow through these 44 years. She had fasted and prayed, not, of course, all of the time fasting, but with numerous fastings and much prayer, she had dedicated herself to God night and day in service in the temple. And she coming in that instant, the instant that Simeon had picked up the Lord Jesus Christ, the baby Christ, he had picked him up and he said, this is the Prince of Israel. This is the one that God has promised. This is the Lord's Christ. And then Anna, a prophetess, came in at that very moment, and she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spoke to them of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. In other words, she turned about and she says, now, you that have been looking for redemption in Israel, redemption has come. Redemption is here. Jesus is here. Redemption has come. Now, here are the reactions then of some of those who saw Jesus in his birth, and at least who was there during his infancy. Even in the first case, before his birth, when he was yet in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and John the Baptist was in the womb of Elizabeth, he said, Jesus is come, and the scripture says that John the Baptist leaped for joy. Now that's a precious reaction. We can leap for joy today because Jesus has come to save us. Then we can tell the whole world like the shepherds wanted to do when they saw the Lord's Christ, when they saw the babe in the manger. They said, now Jesus is come, we can tell the world. Simeon said, Jesus is come, now I can depart in peace. Because Jesus has come, you and I can die in peace. And then we can say with Anna, Jesus is come, redemption is complete in Christ. We need not look for another. We need not look for ourselves to bring redemption to ourselves by our own good works. The salvation of the Lord is complete in Jesus Christ. How I praise God today, and how I hope and pray that some of you who are listening right now who have not yet trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and as your Lord will do so. This is the day. This is the best day. This is the best time because it is now. Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is the time for you to trust the Lord Jesus Christ and take Him as your Savior and as your Lord. I hope you'll do so. Redemption has come. Will you accept the free gift of redemption through our Lord Jesus Christ today?